Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including Betty Rock's excitement over something that a friend of ours who works with us, Tyler, brought in. Did he bring this in specially for you?
Yes, because we were talking about, so after y'all had left, I had forgotten to take my detox that my witch doctor had told me to do.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's like pieces of rubber, like rubber powder is what it looks like.
It's just black charcoal looking powder.
Yeah. It's like if you lick turf. If you went down and licked turf, that's about it.
Anyway, he was there and he asked me what I was putting in this drink and making a concoction and stuff. And I said, well, it's about, you know, detoxifying yourself. I'm trying to be healthier, being better. But I was telling him I was sick recently and how my immune system just seems to not be working like it should be. And he was like, oh, I've got the perfect way to get that done.
Nope.
So this is a healthy thing. So he told me about the recipe and I was like, that sounds questionable. Yep. And I didn't want to buy all the ingredients. So I said, if you'll make it for me, I'll try it. I'll even Venmo you for the amount that you want. And he doesn't want anything.
I know.
Anyways, let me tell you what's in this jar here, and I want all three of us to try it, okay? And our immune system supposedly is going to kick up a notch and keep us healthy.
I don't care about my immune system.
I know you don't. You're licking like trash.
He just has.
I know. I don't get sick, or if I do, I power through.
Do.
Oh, I power through.
Yeah, you power through, and we all suffer for it. Okay, so what is in this jar? It's an interesting color. It's like a rust color. But inside of it is a cut up red onion.
Okay.
Then it is covered in honey. Garlic powder, ginger, and there was another one. Oh, I forget.
Cayenne.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
And he claims that it tastes just like honey. Okay. He can't even taste the onion.
I've heard this before. I've tried a version of this before. Someone like dared me to try it. It was horrible. Like, I like all of those ingredients by themselves. Like, they're great. Or in chili or something. But there was something about how they all...
Oh, God, I already smell it.
Yeah. There was something... it even made her take the Lord's name in vain. It's that bad.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Nah, see? I'm telling you, man. These things are a hoax.
That's only onion.
They're a hoax. There's no way that's good.
I'm just going to give you a little... I want you to hold this. We're going to take it all at the same time.
Oh, this doesn't feel as bad.
Yeah, you just take a little spoonful, okay?
All right, bring me a spoonful, please. I'm telling you, man, this stuff is...
Dude, it smells like onion.
It does. Please close that lid.
There's no way I can... I get sick so easy. Gag.
Do y'all have something to drink to chase it down?
I got coffee.
What happened?
I got a whiff of it. I have such a gag reflex. I got a whiff of it and I gagged.
Listen.
I have a trash can right by me. What?
We all have the same amount. We're going to put the whole...
Stop being dramatic.
We're gonna put the whole spoon in our mouth, okay?
I'm not trying to stop.
Is this how much he said to have, or
he said a spoonful? So this is even less than what we're supposed to have, okay?
Where's my water? I'm out of water. Can someone give me a Coke, please? Get a Diet Coke. I gotta stay on the thing. Give me the Coke Zero, please, Betty. Oh, this is so bad. It's making me gag. My eyes are watering. I know I sound like I'm being dramatic, but this stuff makes me sick.
I really don't want to do
this. Did you open it? No. One-handed.
It smells... Okay. Sniff that. You got a real Coke.
Oh, thank you.
If you sniff the spoon, it smells better than when she opened...
Listen to me. Wally, do not taste it and then immediately spit it out. I want you to swallow it. We're all swallowing it.
I will try.
No, there's no trying.
You know me. I try things, but I tell you when there's things that are beyond my capabilities as a human.
This is one of those.
You're being so dramatic.
I know I am. It's what I do. I am drama, but I don't... Like, things that make my stuff that I don't want to take, that I don't need to take, that make my stomach sick, it makes me gag. I cannot help it.
Okay. Enough of this. You have your Coke.
Yep.
Gavin doesn't even have a chaser. Okay, here we go. Three.
I can't yet.
Yes.
Stop. Just get it out. Get it out of the way.
You are so...
Three, two,
wait,
one.
Is he really putting it in his mouth?
What are you guys doing?
I want you to watch him, okay? Because I can't see him from my
peripheral. Don't lean over. Just bring it to your face.
I got to be near the trash can because I know I'm going to throw up. I will throw up.
You're putting it all in your mouth.
Yes, okay.
Gavin, are you watching him?
Yeah.
You have trust issues. Sorry.
I'm going to stand over there and watch.
No, don't.
Okay. Three,
I just want to dump it.
Two, one. Oh, God in heaven, that's horrible.
You spit it out.
That's bad.
Oh, you guys are you guys are babies.
That is bad.
I could have more. I could do more.
Oh,
of that.
Gosh. Ugh. And the aftertaste.
I can, oh.
Oh, that's bad. I gotta get it out.
That is bad. Oh, Gavin, how did you, excuse me, how did you do that?
Like, it's not bad.
There's parts of it at first, you're like, okay, I taste a lot of honey, and so that's good. But then, oh my gosh, you get the onion, especially the onion. It's like biting into a raw onion.
Well, she already took it out of the room.
Chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. It's like eating a raw onion, honestly.
Well, I think that the texture was kind of funny, too. The fact that you've got the honey, which is not like a liquid, and then there's the powder or the whatever chunks were in that. Man, what in the world? What is that? What? Oh, okay.
I got it on my pants.
I don't think you had that in your mouth for more than 2 seconds. Look,
that's enough.
I got all the taste.
Too many.
I couldn't swallow it. Honestly, I had to spit it out.
I'm having a piece of gum. Do you want one, Gavin?
I can.
I couldn't swallow it. Honestly, I could not make myself swallow it.
You're so dramatic.
You guys are both dramatic.
Look, you got what you wanted out.
I swallowed it.
You got what you wanted out of it. You got the taste and the reaction because... it's just gross. Like
that was horrible.
I'm glad you see that because Gavin's fine. But
The thing is it's not. It's the aftertaste.
Yeah, when the first hits you, it was honey. And like, oh, that's good. I can't imagine making myself throw up like that every day. Like, it's not worth
it. So here's the question.
Oh.
You're not. Here's the thing. That's you're not inherently meant to be doing this stuff because like you don't care for it. You don't like the black powder, the black tar stuff. This, I can't see you doing that every day. Are you? What are you going to do with that now?
What am I going to do with that jar?
Give it back to Tyler.
I'll take it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'll see what happens.
Why?
Because it doesn't taste that bad.
But it's not going to help you. Oh, like, I think it's a wives' tale.
Who knows?
Wow, Betty's even got a tissue picking at her nose. That was bad.
That was rough. Mm. Like, I mean,
and you've gotten
bad.
Through some other stuff we've done, too, pretty good.
I would rather have my charcoal powder than that stuff.
Your charcoal powder just tastes like, if you put it with grape juice, it just tastes like grape juice. You get
and
no taste.
You actually do the thing at the grape juice, not the actual powder.
It was like... it was like what it was, an onion coated in honey.
Lord have mercy.
You know what? I commend you for trying tender tummy.
Thank you. I can't
call you TT from now on.
I can't. I mean, I'm
TT.
I'm honest about it. We used to do a bit.
It made my nose run.
We would do like these contests when we were out, and we would like pass around a blender, and people would just pour their dinners in this blender, and we would blend it up, and then bring a guy out of the crowd, and he had to chug it.
Ew.
And so, I mean, it was wings and that's hamburgers awful. And French fries and everything at a bar.
And chug it,
you have to chug it. No, you have to. Chug it. And I would sit there hosting this back in the mainstream days. And I'm hosting it, leaning over the side of the stage, throwing up at biker bars. You know, it was so weak sauce.
Did you even have to try it?
No, I was hosting.
You were just watching.
I was just watching and smelling.
Your tummy
100%. 100%.
All right, little TT.
I know, 100%. And I own it. Like, I am such a...
Was that tender tummy?
Yeah. I am such a, like, sympathetic puker. Like when people throw up around me, I'm done for. Done for.
Gosh. Mm. But don't you feel healthier, guys?
No, not a bit.
Sure.
Not a bit. That was horrible. Let's go to some of the stuff that we didn't get to today. Oh, man. Super Bowl coming up.
Woo.
And it turns out the 49ers are concerned about the conditions that they have for practice. Have you seen this, Gavin?
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast this morning about how they're not. You okay?
Do you want a piece of gum?
My stomach
hurts. Do we need
hurts.
To take a timeout, TT?
You didn't even swallow.
I know, but it hurts because right now, if you were to feel my stomach rock, you would feel it's like I'm in the middle of a sit-up. My stomach is so tense right now.
You want a piece of gum?
No, I'm still doing my soda. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I've just heard that it's a little... squishier than the field that they practice on back at home.
Did you know that they put that turf down over an artificial turf at UNLV?
Sure.
I didn't know that. Like, if I'm UNLV, I mean, they're excited to have people there playing. But, man, they've got to get all that dirt up out of their artificial turf when they're done. What do you do, vacuum it?
There's so much that goes into stadium usage. Like, I know that there was a stadium. It was like Detroit, and they had... a concert, and then they had to get the stadium ready for a game the next day. Yeah. It was a Beyonce concert. Like, it was just massive. Yeah. It was trampled on, and they had to replace it and do all this stuff for the game the next day. I know they do a lot of work, and there's a lot of staff work that goes into that, but they kind of seem like babies for how much they're complaining, in my opinion.
I always like when they do hockey games, if you're in a hockey season at an arena, but they have concerts and they put down a floor over the concert, but it's so cold because the cool from the ice is raising up through the floor. It's great for Winter Jam because it feels like you're in Winter Jam. Yeah, so they were upset about this, and I guess they filed a petition, and if they are not happy with the practice facilities by Wednesday, then they can practice where the home team is, because I guess the Raiders facility is where the Chiefs, because they're the designated home team, are practicing at nice professional facilities. Yeah. Yeah, I read that. I sounded like I knew what I was talking about. I literally just read that this morning.
Yeah.
That all of my sports knowledge is because I read a headline in like two paragraphs.
No, and that's enough. That's all you need.
If I didn't cop to it, you'd never know. Sure. Like, oh, well, he's sporty.
I think we'd know.
Yeah, maybe. This was kind of funny or interesting. NASA announced that there is a new thing that we could be looking at that could be beneficial. Like anyone who's not happy with the results of the presidential election this year and they want to leave the country, other than Canada or Great Britain, there might be another alternative. It's the exoplanet TOI-715b, and it's about 1.5 times the width of Earth. It has a it's in a habitable zone, meaning it has the conditions for life. It has a star, a center star, much like our sun, but it's a little bit weaker than our sun is. And it could have water on it. So it literally could be inhabitable by humans. And so if you don't want to live here anymore because your guy doesn't win, then you can leave and go there. And it's only 137 light years away. So that's good. Which scientists say, though, is rather close. But we have as much a chance of getting there in our lifetime as they did dating in high school. Honestly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but they're still hopeful. They're all still hopeful, you know, and so are we. So there you go. Lady Rock, what do you got?
Okay, so I've got a list of facts from celebrities. So these are truth, but they're kind of odd. So the first one is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh,
I
love him.
Doctor Who, right?
Sherlock.
He was Sherlock. Yeah, he was Sherlock, okay. And he was great as Sherlock. Yeah. And then he went on to do a bunch of great movies.
Do you know that he was once kidnapped in South Africa?
Ooh. No, I did not.
He was.
That's a pretty great story.
Right?
Was it Gavin's friend that was kidnapped somewhere? Yeah.
When he was serving in the Peace Corps.
Yeah, like if you survived that and it wasn't too awful bad on you, you've always got a better story than anyone else at a party you're
at. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Christian Bale, he actually, for the role that he played in American Psycho, he studied Tom Cruise.
What? Why Tom Cruise?
Well, interesting. You know, he does. We were just talking about this last week. Like, does he seem like a good person or a bad person? Yeah. And most people say he doesn't seem like a nice guy. Is there some kind of energy that he's giving off that makes you think he's a bit of a psycho?
I don't know the movie American Psycho.
I've never seen it.
I want to say it's like got serial killer-y vibes to
it. But why would he like look at Tom Cruise?
I think he plays a very egotistical character in that movie. Okay. So maybe he studied a very confident...
Bale should have just looked in the mirror. If it was ego-based, he should have just looked in the mirror.
What was it when he was like, are you... There's... What is it? Oh, good for you!
Oh, yeah. Oh, good for you!
Yeah.
He was so mad that day and on the set, and it was glorious.
Nicolas Cage, we all knew he was a bit on the odd side, but he is convinced that he was an alien as a child. Claims that he even remembers being in the womb.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that looks like.
Yeah, he's
a weird
dude.
If I were Nicolas Cage's mom, I would be offended.
There are people that, like, when you meet them, and like Gary Busey, you see them on screen, you're like, wow, that's a really good actor. And then when you meet them, you're like, this can't be the same person. Mm-hmm. Like, this, like Nicolas Cage would be that. Now, he did have that one funny movie with Pascal.
Mm-hmm. Pascal,
where he was playing himself as Nicolas Cage, and he referred to himself constantly as Nick Cage. You know, like, that to me was like the quintessential perfect role for him. And it was pretty interesting.
And he did
movie.
That one y'all like, National Treasure.
Oh, I love National
Treasure. Loved him in National Treasure. He also did Face Off with John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. And Con Air.
Con Air I didn't hate. It would had John Malkovich in it, and I like him. There's so many Nicolas Cage movies that you start going, oh, yeah, he did this, he did. But then there's some really bad ones. Really
he does bad. The obscure stuff.
There was a time where he was just trying to pay off his debts and his IRS stuff, and he took everything. Where was that one where he was riding a motorcycle as like a on fire?
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, yeah.
That was an it wasn't a terrible, terrible movie.
Yeah, it was.
But it was, yeah, you're right. It's not it's an art movie. But
there's
it's
no way that's a good movie.
A bad superhero movie.
He did Leaving Las Vegas, which was like this alcohol-fueled alcoholic story, which was super heavy and like really sad. I'm trying to think of other good movies that he's done.
Are there any more? Oh, he did that one about being the dad.
Oh, The Family Man, the Christmas one?
Yeah.
That was good. I liked that one. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one with Meg Ryan, City of Angels.
That was really good.
I never saw it.
Oh, Rock, please, homework. I want you to cry this weekend. Yes, and it does.
Cry?
Oh,
I cry.
Yes, I did. And then when I give up forever to find you.
Oh, as I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I've ever been. I don't want to go home right now. Goo Goo Dolls.
And I don't want to go home right now.
And I don't want the world to see me.
Because I don't think that they'd understand.
Nice. When everything's made to be broken,
I just want you to know who I am. So good. So good. Like, that was such a great song. I used to love the Goo Goo Dolls.
I'm not done. I got two more. Nicole Kidman. She's actually American.
No, she's not.
Well,
she might. She might have been born like in the States.
She was born in Hawaii.
Okay, my wife was too.
To Australian parents who were there on a student visa.
Okay, my wife was born in Hawaii, and her dad was military, and then they moved, and her brother was born in Australia, and so.
But it's confusing because Nicole Kidman has that Australian accent, but that's because of her parents,
and they probably went right back to Australia.
But that she is considered American.
I am amazed that the For King and Country guys have not lost their accents yet. Yeah. They've been here since teenagers. And yes, they're surrounded by fellow Aussies, but I think they hold on to that.
Does Rebecca St. James have a
She has an accent, but not like as thick as theirs. I know Joel's putting it on. Like Luke, not so much. But Joel, it's a mystique thing. It's a character. It's
makes
an acting thing.
I think he's always in character.
I think he is too.
I think he'll get to the point someday where he fully is done with music.
Yeah.
And he's just an actor.
Oh, I think he wants to get there. I think he wants to get there.
Yeah.
And he did. I'll tell you, man, that kind of an odd, interesting road to Bethlehem where he played.
Oh,
it was
Caesar's
a musical
son,
about Jesus. Pilate's son. And he played opposite of Antonio Banderas. Mm-hmm. He was great. I mean, he was legit great. After I saw him, I even texted him. I'm like, dude, that was really great.
That's coming to Netflix here soon.
Yeah. So. What are you laughing at?
I texted him.
I did.
And I was like, ooh.
My buddy.
No, I did. I believe you
from
should
from one
tell-
actor to another.
No, thank you. Not where I was going with that.
Okay.
But where I was going with that was I don't just.
You just
say-
had to drop it in there. You know?
No, I don't just
him.
Say things
I have his number.
On the show like, oh, I like that if I don't really like that. I genuinely liked his performance and I genuinely told him so.
I know you did. You just told us that you did.
I'm going to text him and tell him you're being mean to me.
Okay, go ahead. And then Oprah Winfrey, she was actually named after Orpah, who is a Bible figure mentioned in the Book of Ruth.
Cool.
Really?
What?
I just laughed. It sounded funny. Orpah.
Orpah.
I'm sorry.
Do we know anything about Orpah?
Sorry about the Orpah.
Let me look it up.
Now, do you know that her production company Orpah? Is called Harpo? Which is Oprah backwards.
Oh, that's egotistical.
I don't know anything about Orpah.
Sounds like okra.
Okay.
True Life No. I don't know.
Is that fact real? That fact might not be real. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oprah had a past, though, too. That's interesting, too.
Wait, it says identifies Orpah as the mother of Goliath.
No. What?
No.
Well, that's what I'm reading right here. Why are we so
she was
harsh
from
with
Moab
Orpah
and
with the
was
story
the
of Ruth?
Daughter-in-law of Naomi. The daughter-in-law of Naomi.
Ruth's story is very well known, blah, blah, blah. She is rightly labeled as a woman of incredible faith and dedication. Her sister-in-law, Orpah, tends to fall into the background of the story. Okay. Her daughter-in-law.
It's that story where I think because it's Naomi is Ruth's mom or mother-in-law, but then all the sons died, and two of the wives went back to their people, but Ruth stayed with Naomi.
Yeah, okay. She's that. I do remember
that. She's one of those two.
Okay, I do remember that story.
Wonder why they moved it around. They're like, we don't like Orpah, but we like Oprah.
But also, that's not a mainstay Bible character that I think you'd see and be like, I just really want to name my daughter that, but I kind of want to change it.
I guess being different, but still having a, like my neighbor's, maybe you can look this up. He told me, I don't remember what it is. My next door neighbor, his son's name is Benaiah. And I think
Benaiah.
It's like a
benign.
No, Benaiah.
Benign.
Oh, like Shania.
Why do I do this? Why do I do this every day? My wife was like, you need to go to work. And I'm like, why? You don't know what I face.
Benaiah does mean, it means Yahweh built. That's kind of cool. Benaiah.
But it was some character.
Benign means Yahweh built.
Some character in the Bible that he was referencing. It's kind of like how Dismas. Do you know what Dismas? No, gosh.
You are just.
Dismas is the theoretical, they think, the name of the other thief on the cross.
Oh, that's cool.
Next to Jesus. And so that's why that band, remember that back in the day when you were still here, there was that band Dismas? That's what they were named after.
Disney?
No.
That's pretty cool that they named Disney after the guy on the cross.
I'm done. No.
Okay. Cool. Want to move to birthdays?
Yeah, let's do it.
We don't have any birthdays.
Well, that was fast. You have a question?
I do. Joshua wants to know, with the Super Bowl approaching, my question is, if you could have an absolutely anyone, doesn't matter what genre they're in, who would you want to perform during the halftime show? I'm going to add
that's
into
a good question.
That.
We could do that on the show tomorrow, too.
I'm going to add that in as well, Joshua, that they can be dead or alive.
Really? Like hologram?
I'm going to add that.
No, for the show tomorrow, let's not do it. Let's do only real.
But you're talking about dead or alive? You said, like, just if you brought so-and-so back from, not like a hologram,
but making it like if I wanted Elvis Presley.
I want prime Elvis on the stage. Yeah.
Right. Actual Elvis.
We'll do that
Presley.
For today, but for tomorrow or Thursday, whenever we have this conversation, I want it to be only alive.
Who's looking forward to Usher? I
don't care.
I know like two Usher songs.
You got it bad. Yeah. When you on a phone.
It's like when The Weeknd was there and during COVID. I knew half of one song and that was it. So it wasn't enjoyable for me. But Usher is a huge artist. Mm-hmm. So like there's a lot of people that know Usher songs. Mm-hmm. It's getting hot in here. Like, that'll be on there, right?
That's not Usher.
Then
that
won't be
Nelly.
In there. That's Nelly. Yeah, see, I don't know any Usher songs.
He sings that, yeah. And I said, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And it has Little John in it. He goes,
Okay. So, I know.
Yeah, song?
Yeah.
I know no Usher.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no Usher for me. Okay, so who would you go for then? We'll play by your rules.
I think I would go with Elvis Presley, but the Elvis Presley 1970s Elvis Presley. Like when he comes out and he does that. Dun, dun,
dun,
dun, and he comes out there and it's dark and then all of a sudden there's this light and then his jumpsuit like
70s?
Shines.
Like you're going with fat Presley.
Stop it. He's not fat.
In the 70s, he was very fat.
Late 70s. Like towards the end, he was definitely
you're going
more
with
on the heftier side.
Elvis in the early 70s.
Early 70s Elvis was healthy. He was in that jumpsuit and he had those rhinestones and then he'd sing that glory, glory, hallelujah.
The problem was he was still wearing that same jumpsuit in late 70s Elvis and he was busting out of it like a can of biscuits and he was on every kind of drug.
I'd love to see it on you and see what it looks like.
It would look better than it did on him because he was a big boy at the end. Like I mean, I'm not great, but I'm
stop hating on my man.
I look better than older jealous. Elvis. I look better than older Elvis. Not younger Elvis. That guy was great looking.
You're just jealous. But I would go because it is so like. Do you remember when he said, "His truth is marching," and they go out into the audience and everybody is just weeping. Man, woman, child, doesn't matter. Everyone is weeping because it is so powerful.
Yeah.
And I think that would make for an amazing show.
Yeah, he was a great showman without a doubt. All right, Gavin,
I'm just gonna go with the Hamilton cast.
Oh,
it'd be
kind of
cool if it was on the stage and they were doing all the way their original characters back. I'd choose that.
I think I would go for a collaboration of 80s rock stars.
Oh, yeah.
So I would want Bon Jovi.
Okay.
Because I heard a thing from them lately, and
it was bad.
Current
Bon Jovi?
Yes. I want current Bon Jovi. Here, follow me with this. I love old music, but I want current Bon Jovi. I want current Motley Crue.
Oh,
nice.
No.
Because he can't even sing the words anymore. He's like, "Thanks, oh, tears, deals Hollywood, private paint, how good, Dixon!"
Like Joe that's Biden like, of like, rock
yeah,
and roll.
It's so bad. And then I would want Skid Row because Sebastian Bach, who just lost a step. So I would want it to be all these bands that have lost a step anymore, and then no auto tune, just as it is, because it's really, really sad. But it would be something everyone would talk about. That would
in
be
a bad way.
Yeah, but everyone would talk about
you would just
it.
Just need and like would... an ambulance on standby, though. For any of those guys throwing backs
It'd
out
be
on stage.
So bad, man.
Dentures
flying. These guys need to stop. Oh, no, I know.
Because
I get it.
These men don't know what to do with themselves.
I know.
After their heyday,
yep.
It's gone, and their glory days are over and done. They've lived the
yep.
best of their lives, okay? But they don't know what to do with what's left of it.
No, they really
and
don't.
They keep putting out music, and they really shouldn't because they just need to go out in a blaze of glory.
It's really true. Like some of the guys that walked away and
like
did
Heaven's
something
Fire,
else.
They
I
learned
know.
Their lesson.
I
they
know.
Stopped while they were.
We quit before we became something because we knew the road ahead. I mean, that was pretty smart on my part.
I hope you guys do
a reunion show.
Reunion tour someday. Just across basements across America.
I'm gonna have to put that in one of my rocks. We have these goals we have to have for a quarter. I should put that in as a rock for my quarter just to make and then turn it over to the promotion so the company so someone else has to waste their time on it too.
He died for
you.
Do a one man band style.
I think that I would love it because you're right. It's really sad. Like they didn't know what to do beyond that. They had all the fame in the world. They had everything they wanted. And then at the end of that, you don't know how to come off the road. You don't know how to stop doing that. And then there's enough people around you that are still making money off of you mm-hmm. that are encouraging you to keep going.
Yeah, that you still got it. You got enough yes men in your life to tell you you've still got it.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, man, if you've seen any like Motley Crue with Vince Neil on stage, if you know any of their music, you know how bad, like how ridiculously bad it is. He's so overweight. He always was a questionable singer anyway. He was a studio product. But then now he's winded walking across the stage. He can't do it, but he's still out there slinging. You sing! You know, like he does the thing to the crowd for them to sing because he can't sing anymore.
You know who we didn't even think of? And I think we all three would agree that he would make for the best.
I was
going to
say Dolly Parton, but then he said
she'd be good too. Halftime show. And that is James Chepesky.
Yes!
Can you imagine
if
James Chepesky came out there? And I would want a river of water. Okay,
yes.
We need that.
Yeah.
We also need fairies flying.
A trapeze,
like they need to come.
And they could, they could bring them in.
We need big budget James Chepesky.
And when they say,
there's
"Hey James, how much smoke do you want on the stage?"
All of
the
it.
The answer is yes. You know, like this is gonna be so great. It'd be so great.
We need murky water. Honestly, how can they make the stage turn into murky water?
Oh, they could do it. They could do it. Now he's gonna have to do a dry run in the Canadian Football League first because I want him to get the bugs worked out because he's Canadian. So do it there. Do it up north first, and then bring that halftime show here once you get the bugs.
Bigger question.
Yes.
Do you think that he would bring out Nicole with him or no?
I think he has to. I think he's loyal enough to the people that have helped him get to where he is. If you don't know who we're talking about, James Chepesky is a TikTok star, legend, icon of music. Oh, you've got some for me?
Oh, yeah.
So good. Thank you.
Oh, this is how it starts.
Oh, man. See, this is how I picture
this
it.
This is Fairy in the Night.
So
yeah.
This is the stadium.
This is the halftime show.
Everything's dark.
Getting quiet and everyone's getting excited.
And everyone's like, shh, shh, shh. Something's going to happen.
Who's this?
Quiet. What's going to go on? Come to me, my lovely. Oh, they did bring out Nicole.
There's three people on the stands.
Take me away. Take me away.
She would take me in the dead.
No. Yeah, they'd pay end of the three people beat you and Gavin.
Yeah.
Yes!
And no one else is standing. It's just the three of us with our phones like, yeah!
James, we love you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Betty's God. Holding a sign. Will you marry me? James Chepesky, marry me.
What if James is like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then you're wearing a shirt with his picture on it. And absolutely. Gavin isn't wearing a shirt, but his whole belly is with James Chepesky.
Oh, my gosh.
Face.
Do you realize his initials are JC?
As in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It took you guys a second. Yeah.
No, I got it.
I could dress as a fairy.
Blasphemous.
Yes, you should. You should wear like little fairy wings and stuff like that.
That'd
That's
be
great.
So fun.
And then I would be like, if you held a sign that said, James Chepesky, will you marry me? And then
and I
would,
got turned down.
Yeah, I would That'd support that. No. That's not sad at all.
To be turned down by James
by
Chepesky.
A big enough,
yeah, like, he's out of your league.
Personality
Rock.
Like him?
Yeah, like that's nice to have a shot, but come on. Like you're out kicking your coverage here. Like
performing at the Super Bowl halftime.
Yeah, he's performing at the Super Bowl. You think you got a shot with this?
I would never dream.
No. Not going to happen.
Nicole.
Yeah. He only has eyes for the one girl who he can't have, and that's Nicole. His first muse. Oh, I love it.
Why not?
Do yourself a favor. Like, I know. Just check it out on TikTok. But what Betty says, too, is like, watch the new videos, but then read the comments. Because the comments below make it. It's yeah. so, so good.
Some are
good.
Mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the ones where they're like cheering him on.
Yes, like we are.
That yeah. is life-giving.
He is undeterred by
yeah,
the mean
care.
Comments, which I
care.
Love. He's oblivious to
yeah.
sound.
And his dance moves.
Oh, so good.
No one can top it.
Legendary.
No one can top it.
Legend, and don't wait for this if you're lactose intolerant. Dairy. All right. So I think that's going to do it for your aftercast for today.
Can he take us away?
Hello, TikTok. Goodbye, potties. Dame Chepesky from J Music Records. And I just got to say, thanks for being a potty. So we got our friend Andy Irwin on the show with us, and he's the guy behind the movie I Can Only Imagine, and now he has a new movie out called Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank, and she is great, by the way. And her passion for this film really comes through in her character, who's like this broken mess, but God still uses her to accomplish a miracle in the life of a desperate single father whose daughter is in need of a liver transplant. True story, by the way. Now, the one thing I love about you, Andy, is that your movies are not preachy. I would put this somewhere like... you got Blindside at one end, yeah. and you've got War Room at the other. You guys are ahead of Blindside on the faith, but way under War Room, you know? But it's done in a way that's like accessible and not off-putting, and it's not heavy-handed.
I think it preaches as good as any of the films that we've done.
Because I know your heart is not to water down the gospel.
No. Our heart is to be strategic. This one was really about trying to understand this everyman kind of blue-collar guy that had a relationship with God but was just burnt out.
Yep.
And he felt like he had lost faith in the church and lost faith in God really seeing him and being there for him. So it's kind of that skeptic that's outside the church walls that we want to reach.
Well, you do a great job of that, and it reached into my chest and punched me in the heart in the first 3 minutes. It's a great movie, and it will be in theaters February 23rd, and you can actually get tickets now at ordinaryangels.movie.
Growing up in poverty has never been easy for children, but with the added challenges of the pandemic, conflict, and natural disasters, families around the world are facing an unprecedented food crisis. Unfortunately, those who are already hungry are now even more desperate. But by sponsoring a child through Compassion, you can help provide life-sustaining essentials such as food and clean water. And with your compassionate support, that child can not only survive, but also flourish. You can find out how and choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at wayfm.com.